like to summarize the reading from Isaiah and point out the end of it from Isaiah 64, verses 8 and 9. But now, Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. All of us are the work of your hand. Don't rage fiercely, Lord. Don't hold our sins against us forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Advent is a season of waiting. It's a lot like waiting for any special event. The first day of a new job, maybe. Or plans for an approaching wedding. Or the birth of a new baby. Birth of a new baby is certainly a lesson in anticipation. One woman tells her story of anticipating the birth of her child like this. She says, with the due date approaching for the birth of our first child, my husband was becoming increasingly fidgety. I had some slight pains one evening, but I assured him that they were not serious. I was in the den, she said, just to relax when I heard him taking a shower and shaving. And then he began to throw on his clothes. What are you doing? I asked. He said, well, you can sit here if you want to, but I'm going to the hospital. We all give birth to something. A project or an idea. A new direction. An influence on a child or a coworker. Those are all things that are holy that we give birth to. Like a potter gives birth to a vessel made of clay. It's a beautiful image. It's kind of like it says in the creation story. God formed the first human being out of dirt from the ground and blew into the nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living soul. I'd like to ask you this morning, would you rather be the clay or would you rather be the potter? Because we really are both, you know. Each has a job description, and each is pretty challenging, a challenging job. On the surface, you might think it's more fun to be the potter. You get to be in charge and make the decisions, and, you know, you rock and you rule. Who's done pottery? Anybody? We had a couple first service. Somebody's done pottery, two or three, that's great. Maybe more, just hadn't admitted it yet. But you know what it means to create and to recreate. If you've done any kind of pottery, you know what it means to be made and remade. Sometimes you just have to tear it up and start over, right? You have to crush the vessel and work it into clay again. Sometimes you can't even use that piece of clay again. You've got to mix some new or add water to it or get it pliable again. You've got to work with the clay. I think that's kind of how God is with us. That God wants to mold us into something that we haven't even figured out yet. We haven't discovered yet. That's where we have to trust. But I'd like to be filled I'd like to be a vessel that could be filled with God's Spirit. And I hope you would too. And I believe you are. That breath or that goodness that is better than anything we could imagine. I'd like to be filled again and again with that goodness poured out and broken again and again and then refilled. What a contrast it is to be made in the image of Creator and then used for such earthy and humble tasks like a vessel holding water or a pot holding tea. But the point is that we are made to be vessels, a container for something holy. We are programmed to receive, to quote a popular song. Programmed to receive the host of the very Spirit of the Creator, to dwell in us, to fill us from the inside out, and to be poured out so that we can be made holy and others around us. In the Genesis story, the clay is formed, and then God breathes into us the breath of life. and the human being becomes a living being. God invested in humankind the very gift of creation itself, in that we too are made to create or to be creative. We continually create things. If it weren't so, we wouldn't be made in God's image, because God is the creator. We breathe in and out, and we inflate others with our spirit and with God's spirit. We create, we procreate, we procrastinate, we confess, we redeem, we are broken and remade, just like the vessel on the potter's wheel, given another chance to become that which we are created and recreated to be. About 10 years ago, my mother took our family and my brother's family on a trip to Eureka Springs, Arkansas, to the Great Passion Play. Some of you are smiling. You've been there. And you probably got to see the pottery demonstration, too. It was a trip of a lifetime for my mom, because she got to take her sons and their families. There were 9 of us total. And to provide us with that gift of being able to see the glorious story of Christ from birth all the way to resurrection and ascension and beyond. It was really a treat and a precious memory of our family that we'll always hold on to. Cammy turned 3 on that trip. I don't think she remembers much of it. But maybe we can go again sometime. But in that trip, a lot of people get there the night before, and during the day that they're going to go to the Passion Play, they do a lot of stuff around town. And then they go to the Passion Play in the evening. Well, we did just the opposite. We got there in the afternoon. We went to the Passion Play. And so the next day, we went to a pottery demonstration. And lo and behold, the one who was doing the pottery demonstration was the man who had played Jesus in the pageant the night before. Now, when you see pottery being done and somebody talking about how the maker can mold the vessel, and when it's Jesus who's doing the pottery, that sort of changes the picture. We didn't realize how tall he was until he stood up. My mother had a picture made with him. She's not a tall woman. But this guy must have been 6'6", because we have a picture of her kind of leaning her head over on his shoulder and him standing towering way above her, like you would think Jesus would do. But it was a treat to hear how he talked about loving the clay and about working with it and nurturing it and molding it in the perfect hands of the potter. It was some beautiful imagery. It was probably a 30-minute presentation, all kinds of scriptural images about the potter and the clay, and very practical images as well, because he had a whole array of dishes, of vessels, stoneware that he had made. And it was really neat to see how things like that are actually done. But it made me think a lot about clay, because as cool as it would be to be the potter, I think it's even better to be the clay. Because we have the ability to rest in the maker's hands and to be created and continually recreated in ways that we couldn't have even thought of. And we get to rest there and be guided and controlled by the hands of the potter. It's not always easy, though. We have to remember to be soft enough to be pliable. We have to be willing to be worked and taken apart and put back together and massaged until all the bubbles are gone out of the clay, because if there's bubbles in there when it's fired, the clay will break. The pot will break. The clay has to be firm enough to hold its shape. It has to be willing enough to be molded into something that the clay itself could never have imagined. Well, if that's not a challenging enough list, then add this. You have to be willing to go into the fire to have your future shape hardened and made whole. You have to be willing to become fragile, to become breakable, or even broken for the Master's use. But what a joy to be formed in the potter's hands, to be willing to allow ourselves to be molded and made and remade until we are exactly what God would call us and create us to be. That's what Advent's about. The beginning of New Year is about being remade, having a fresh chance to start again, and being made in God's image, into the image that Christ would have us to be. I leave you with that and ask you to ponder that. And if God is the potter, then we are the clay. It might be fun to be the potter, but I think it's even more fun to let God shape us and mold us and know that God makes us into what God would have us to be, not just what we might happen to like. So Advent is like that. It's not just a countdown to Christmas. It's a countdown to eternity. Let us be ready for it and willing. Let us be watching for the coming of Messiah. And let us pray. O Creator, who formed us from the clay of the earth, come and be our guest. Holy Jesus, Redeemer of the world, come to redeem us from brokenness. Holy Spirit, breath of life, come. Mold us and make us after thy will while we are waiting, yielded and still.